Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
And you are on Vic Police GLOW Show, gay and lesbian GLOW Show, partnership between Joy 94.9, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project, but most importantly, Vic Police GLOWS, and you, the listener.
And you, because we'd be nothing without you.
That's right. And that voice is Gabby Tyack, who is Senior Constable Gabby Tyack from Northwest Region of Victoria Police. And I'm Greg Atkins, Executive Director of the Anti-Violence Project.
And we have someone else in the studio.
Who's in the studio, Gab?
Rebecca Pellissier, who's sitting beside me laughing because she's a little bit nervous. Rebecca is the GLOW at Collingwood. She's only started there probably a month or so ago.
A newly minted GLOW.
And quite newly minted police officer too.
Oh,
fairly
fantastic.
Recently.
She still has that GLOW about her. You know, that fresh GLOW happens when you first become a police officer.
I told her, you know, it won't take long for that to go away. You can speak now, Beck.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Great name. Pellissier. Is it a French name?
Certainly is French.
Fantastic. How many generations ago?
My grandfather.
Grandfather. So you're the second generation Australian.
I am. I just don't look French.
What motivated you to join Victoria Police?
Oh, it's a very long story.
Have we got time?
Yeah, do we have time?
We do have a little bit of time. And we'll come back and we'll explore a bit more of you a bit later in the show. But what did motivate you to join Victoria Police?
Just from my previous job, it was legal, but it was the civil side of law. And I'd been itching for years to want to help people, and after taking an overseas trip and spending the year away learning about myself and coming back to that same job, I realised it was time to give it a crack and see how I went.
You know, this is the important part, I think, that's shifting how people report violence and feel comfortable with police. You can get up in front of us and you can talk about how you want to help people. Some of the old guard of police that the gay and lesbian community interacted with were people that wanted to be powerful and wanted to be in a position of power, have a good job, but wear a uniform and be powerful. And that got them into a bit of conflict with gay and lesbian community more back in the days when being gay was illegal. So some of the stuff we take for granted now was actually illegal back then. And so relationships with police really were harmed by those poor relationships. But you're the new breed of police. You're the new face of Victoria Police Force.
There's all kind of police officers now in this police force. They're very big on cultural diversity, and they really do focus on the community a hell of a lot more. So, yeah, I guess there's a new breed of police officers out there.
And interestingly, Beck went through the academy probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah, coming up to 2 years.
And remembers me giving the GLOW lecture.
What was that like?
That was fantastic, actually.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen Gab deliver it, and she was pretty good. In fact, I've seen her deliver to the, you know, when the constables come back 12 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Gabby deliver that one, that refresher as well, which was quite fun.
The probationary constables.
Probationary constables back then, yes.
So Beck's gone through the academy when we've been doing all the community encounters and a lot bigger focus on community police being part of the community and learning about all the different people living within Victoria that we will encounter that we may not have encountered in our general day lives.
Now, if you have questions for Beck, this is Rebecca Pellissier, in today's show, our guest here on the GLOW Show, would you like to answer those questions, Beck?
I'm more than happy to answer them.
Fantastic. This is the Vic Police GLOW Show. Got a little bit of music for you just to kick off the show, and it's Danny Minogue. This is it.
Do you know something about a crime that has happened?
Or is about to happen?
Crime Stoppers work with you to fill in the missing pieces and help solve crime.
Crime Stoppers don't use caller ID, and internet messages are encrypted to protect your identity.
For more information, visit crimestoppers.com.au
or call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Joy 94.9, Victoria Police and Crime Stoppers working to help make our community safe.
And they are working to make our community safe, but it's part of the partnership with you that makes that all happen.
First crime from Crime Stoppers today is a indecent assault on the Pakenham line. On the 13th of October last year, a woman was travelling on a city-bound Pakenham line train from Narre Warren when she was approached by a man. He struck up a conversation with her before allegedly indecently assaulting her. The man indecently assaulted the woman several more times before following her off the train at Flinders Street Station. He's described as Caucasian, around 24 years old, 170 centimetres tall, has a thin build, messy dark brown medium-length hair, an olive complexion and sharp facial features. He was wearing a grey and black checkered flannelette shirt, blue jeans and black thongs. And we've released an image of the man whom we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries. We may have done this one last week, Greg, but we're doing it again this week.
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, if you look at the image of this man, CA6073 on the Crime Stoppers website, they've pinned him around about 24 years old. I reckon that's a pretty close approximation from what I can see of the young man. 170 centimetres tall, so that's around about 5'7" in the old scale. 5'7", 5'7.5". He's definitely quite skinny underneath his shirt. And I think police need to talk to this man pretty quickly. If
Absolutely.
He's indecently assaulted a woman multiple times on the same trip, he needs to be having a discussion with police.
He looks a little bit like the guy off Heroes. Did you ever watch that show?
The guy off Heroes, yes, come to think of it.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah. I'd check it out.
But it's a good image. All the images off the trains are usually very good. And if you know this guy, if you look at the photos, you'd be able to identify him for us, and we need you to do that.
So it's Pakenham train from Narre Warren, city bound. The woman hopped on at Narre Warren when she was approached by the man. Not sure if he hopped on at Narre or he hopped on earlier on down the Pakenham line. However, if he's a frequent user of that line and you're a frequent user of that line, you should check him out because you will know this particular person. Now, if you see something...
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Now we're here with Rebecca Pelissier, which I just love that name. Beck, welcome back to the Glow Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, now.
Maybe she should put on a little bit of a French accent for us.
Oh, I wish. The best I can do is Yo Play Petit Miam.
I could do that too, Beck.
That's a paid sponsorship. Now, what were you doing before you became a Glow? What was your role in Victoria Police in the first 2 years of being a person in uniform?
I haven't been out for 2 years in uniform yet. I've only been out for 14 months.
14 months.
So
brand newbie.
Absolute newbie. So after graduation, I did my first 12 weeks as a dedicated PSET out at Ringwood Police Station.
What's a PSET?
A probationary constable. Basically education training. So for those first 2 years, we're now called PSETs.
PSETs.
Yes.
Probationary Constable Education Training.
Oh, pretty good. And you were based at Ringwood?
For the first 12 weeks.
My old stamping ground.
Really?
Good heavens. Yes, I spent many a time in the cells there. No, that's not just a joke.
I'm going to check that out, Greg.
But Ringwood is a particularly interesting place because you've now, it's not going to grow anymore. It's some of the older places are becoming apartments and flats or being subdivided, but it's not going to grow anymore. So you've got this ageing population that's moving through. And, it'll take 10, 15 years before we have a younger mix of people coming through when the kids start owning their parents' homes.
Oh, most definitely. But I think there's also, now that they're, every house is built upwards and there's massive apartments, I think there's actually a community residential site heading into the centre of Ringwood. So that'll make it very interesting. That'll bring in, the youth. But you're right, it is definitely ageing.
Now, we've heard about predictive services offices on some stations, and they started at Southern Cross and Flinders Street, and they're moving out over time. One criticism, we're going to put you on the spot here, but one criticism has been that there's no one at the other end of the lines at the moment. Now, Ringwood in the past was always a problems zone for people around the railway station, people arriving late at night, people feeling unsafe, whether or not the unsafety was rooted in fact or not, people felt unsafe. And they tried over the years many things, such as putting bands on the last train, having groups of parents wait for people at the station at the end. Today in 2012, what's it like at Ringwood Railway Station late at night?
It's actually pretty good, and Ringwood Police Station has a large number of employees and they're all very mindful of Ringwood train station, so they make a concerted effort to get down there late at night around when those last trains are coming in and actually, having their presence shown on the platforms. Just, if it's something as simple as looking at tickets, but it lets commuters know that we're there and we're happy to listen, and there was never any trouble in the 12 weeks that I was there.
Very proactive. And a lot of gay and lesbian communities live out that way. If they want to have a few drinks in the city, you know, go out and have a good night out, they'll actually take public transport back. So they're frequent travellers on that last couple of trains back into Ringwood Railway Station and beyond.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And Greg, a lot of police stations will do that sort of thing, proactive policing, getting down to the railway station, getting down to where the public transport ends up, if they have time, that is. I mean, if you're running from one job to another, which happens a lot of the time, when you're a police officer, and depending on where you're working, you don't have time to do that. But luckily at Ringwood, that's obviously one of the lucky stations that they do have a little bit of time to get down there.
Now, here's a tip for travellers. If you're on a train and you're feeling there's some aggression in the carriage as you're departing Flinders Street for the suburbs, get on the blower, 000, let them know. Tell them what service you're on, what time you left Flinders Street Station or went through Richmond Station, the nearest station you've come to and your destination, and a description of the people, maybe even the carriage you're on. And you'll be surprised how proactive police can be around communicating back to you on that train.
We've had some information in recently about some bad behaviour on trains. So public order offences can be simply drinking on the train and being a little bit loud, just doing things that make people feel uncomfortable. So anything like that, like you were saying, Greg, ring 000. It might not be something that you might think is an offence, but if it's making someone feel uncomfortable, it very could well be a public order offence, and police need to know about it. We need to respond. So the more information you give us, the quicker we can respond and know that things are going on.
Now, before we play a little bit more music, and just for you, Beck, we're going to play Robbie Williams with Kids, which is a fantastic track. We're going to play that for you especially.
Thank you.
Because only a few years ago you were a kid. And now you're a full-grown, fledged adult in newly minted police livery, and you're out there protecting our rights and making sure that we have equal access to the law as gays and lesbians, which is really good, and transgender people and intersex people and people that are allied to our community. What was it like, your first day as a GLOW? How did you feel about that?
I'm actually really excited about it. I mean, I've never thought about there being any difference between anyone, really. So to have that distinction of this is a new portfolio and you get to interact a little more with gay and lesbian, transgender issues, I'm excited by it.
It was quite interesting because when we had another GLOW at Collingwood Police Station a little while back, and she headed off to the Mounted Police, and then I think there was another one in between yourself. What was her name? I honestly just... I've gone blank.
Casey.
And the one before that?
Rachel Duncanson.
Rachel Duncanson, of course. Cool. Sorry, Rachel, for forgetting your name. But Beck has been extremely excited about taking on the role. And she's got a little bit of history around the community that has sort of encouraged the excitement, I would think. And her brother is listening from Sydney at the moment.
What's his name?
Hello, Christian.
Hello, Christian. Thanks for listening to Joy 94.9 web streaming. You can listen on your iPhone app and soon on your Android app as well.
Yeah, but Beck's been really, really excited about taking on the role, which is great for the Collingwood community and the community in general, because she really wants to assist and make sure that the GLBTIQ community's needs are reached and responded to.
We're going to talk a little bit later about that, because it hasn't all been rosy out Collingwood way. You'd think, you know, you've come from the eastern suburbs, Ringwood, where it's a bit tough for people. I mean, I was the mayor of Ringwood many years ago out there, and the gays and lesbians in that community used to spend a lot of time in each other's lounge rooms rather than getting out in community. It was very social that way. But you'd think Collingwood would be a safe place. And we're going to find out shortly that over the last couple of years, Collingwood actually hasn't been that safe for gay and lesbian community. But with people like you operating as GLOWs in Collingwood Station, I think it's a pretty good mix. You're on Joy 94.9. We've got Beck Pelissier and Gabby Tyke, and I'm Greg Atkins.
The fresh sound you're looking for, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. That was Robbie Williams with Kids. Just for you. In fact, it was for Rebecca. Rebecca Pelissier from the Collingwood Police Station, who's a GLOW, that's here visiting Gabby Tyke and myself today and visiting you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've got a Crime Stopper to share with us.
I certainly do. This is in relation to an aggravated burglary and obtained property by deception in Cranbourg on the 2nd of November 2011. On the 1st of November 2011, a credit card was stolen from a residence in Narre Warren during an aggravated burglary. At about 7:35 a.m. the next day, a man allegedly attempted to use the stolen credit card to purchase goods at Bunnings Warehouse in Cranbourne. The man is described as Caucasian, in his mid-20s, 5'10" tall, has a medium build and light brown hair. He was wearing under a black hooded jacket with a white motif, a green high visibility vest. He had an Australian accent. We have released an image of a man who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
Now, this is really interesting. I wonder why he's not a railway employee. He's not a Met employee, a tramway employee, because their visibility jackets are orange.
Exactly.
With silver. So we know he's nothing to do with the railways. What's he? He must be a construction person, but someone that works away from the railway. So it could be a shopping centre construction person. If you're in the construction industry and you're listening to Joy 94.9, you should be, because we reckon you're hot. And you should be actually looking around and maybe logging on to the Crime Stoppers website, CA6078, and seeing if one of your workmates is this this Caucasian man in his mid-20s that's described here and has his picture up on the Crime Stoppers. What do you feel when you see something about, you know, in the press? Because you guys, Gabby and Rebecca, you both work at the coalface of policing. This is an aggravated burglary. It's not just someone that's gone and robbed a house. He's done something in a way that's upped the scale of the offence by using a weapon or threatening someone in the process or interacting with a person in an aggravated way. What does that make you feel as members of the police force about this level of crime?
Well, it makes the victim of the owner of the credit card obviously feel a lot, probably really uncomfortable or scared at being in their own home. He's coming to their home with someone in the home or with a weapon or threatening the person who lives in that house and taking some goods. So that the owner of that credit card or the person who lives in that house will be probably feeling unsafe in their own home for a very long time.
So you feel for the victim. The victim has that, you know, compounding. They have the crime take place and then it continues because money is stolen from them the day afterwards. So it's like a double offence that
exactly.
takes place. But what does it feel for you and you, Rebecca, Gabby and Rebecca, members of the police force, when you see human beings in your community do this to other people?
We just want to go out and catch them, don't we, Beck?
Absolutely.
I mean,
get them off the street.
If you imagine it to be yourself, you've worked hard for your property, for your belongings, and someone's just come in and taken them off you. So, and like you said, the very next day, you think the offence is over, you're starting to calm down and hopefully get back to normal life, and the offence continues because they're using the credit card.
So you actually put yourself in the victim's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's empathy that comes across.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, that's something you can't really train into people. It's an organic part of being a human being and caring and empathising with others. Do you find that your training helped you build that empathy, or is this just you? Are the right people getting into the police force now?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, you grow as a person naturally, but once you enter the police force, you grow with all the experiences that you have and the people that you deal with. I mean, this is a side of life that you don't experience until you're thrust into it. So by asking questions and getting to know the victims behind these crimes, yeah, you do start to feel for them. And
very good. Now, just as Rebecca and Gabby want to have this young man, I suppose, questioned by police and made to account for his crime, the aggravated burglary and obtaining property by deception in Cranbourne on the 2nd of November, you might be able to assist with that. So you have to go to the Crime Stoppers website and you've got to check out reference number CA6078. And remember, if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Now we've got some Vic Police news with Gabby Tyack, Northwest Region Glow.
With crowds expected to flock to Albert Park for the Grand Prix this week, police are in pole position to ensure the safety of patrons and are reminding motorists to leave the speed at the track and be responsible behind the wheel, because we've had a few fatalities on our roads just this morning.
Well, our road deaths are actually 28-30% higher than they were this time last year, so something's not going right.
We don't want any more this weekend.
No.
Booze and drug buses will be operating throughout Melbourne during the four-day event, and police will be conducting traffic operations targeting speeding drivers and pedestrian behaviour. Police will also have a heavy presence at the track to ensure the event is enjoyable and trouble-free for patrons, and will ramp up patrols in and around Albert Park, St Kilda and South Melbourne, focusing on antisocial behaviour. Superintendent Kevin Casey said police had been generally pleased with crowd behaviour at the Australian Grand Prix in previous years and encouraged patrons to plan ahead to ensure their safety to and from the event. Speed, adrenaline, and risky driving is part of the excitement at the track. However, this is one of the main causes for injuries and fatalities on our road, Superintendent Casey said. So plan your trip, use public transport, or nominate a designated driver if you plan to drink alcohol. Police have been working closely with the Australian Grand Prix Corporation to ensure the good behaviour of patrons continues at this year's event, not only at the track, but also at venues around Melbourne.
Interesting enough, Gab, there's the Prahran gay community, which is gay and lesbian community, is quite huge in Prahran. This is one weekend where, you know, a big chunk of them get out of town. Grand Prix comes in, planes
go ahead.
They're
not redheads.
Yeah, the gay boys and the lesbian girls are heading out of town somewhere. It's a bit more quieter. But yeah. Those of you that are around, you don't have to put up with an increase in street drunkenness, really poor behaviour. And the issue there is people coming from the outer burbs that haven't been exposed to gay, lesbian, trans community before, sometimes more aggressive or their language is inappropriate. They actually haven't learnt that we are just like them and we have just the same rights that they do not to be subjected to that behaviour. So don't cop it. Get on the blower, 000, let police know, and they'll be responding. I assume that this is a hot spot for Victoria Police.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be an increased presence, absolutely.
Truckloads of police parked there, and they'll be able to respond very quickly to drunken episodes of people with really problematic behaviour and
exactly.
language.
Don't take it. Disorderly fans will face ejection and on-the-spot fines for being drunk, so you can help us with that. Drunk, disorderly, or behaving in an indecent or offensive manner. So, as Greg was saying, contact the police if anything is going on. And the fine for being found drunk in a public place is $489, and for being drunk and disorderly is $611. The Grand Prix is an international sporting event which attracts a great mix of people from across the globe. It's Melbourne's chance to showcase our city, its events, and people to the world.
I think it's pretty good. So gear up with the police for Grand Prix. 000 is your number. Some people in the local area like to have the local phone number of the police station handy as well. So if it's not an urgent matter, but you do want to follow up a matter, I mean, if you're living in the Prahran area, you can get the Prahran Police Station. If you're living in Collingwood, you could have Beck Plissier's number down there at the Collingwood Police Station. That you can get anyone when she's not on, but you can get anyone and they'll refer the message to her to respond. Is it good that they leave messages for you when you're not around?
Oh, definitely. I think I'm at work more than I'm at home, so.
But just be aware that any police at any station can respond. You don't need a glow. It's only if you don't feel comfortable walking to a police station and talking to someone at the counter, you can request a glow, and Rebecca's one of our glows.
And that's true, because every police member goes through the diversity awareness training that Gabby and Scott Davis deliver, and other people. I mean, you remember that quite fondly, I suppose. Was it an interesting time training, Beck?
It was a very interesting time training. Those first 2 weeks opened my eyes, and I mean, I have a family member that's gay. It was just really nice to see the information that was imparted and being able to marry the two together. It was fantastic.
Now you're on Joy 94.9. This is the Vic Police Glow Show. Gabby Tyack, Beck Pelissier, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project, and you're the important part of this partnership.
Gay radio, online, all the time, joy.org.au.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyack, Northwest Region Glow, Rebecca Pelissier from Collingwood Police Station, who is a glow there, and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Now, Beck, what's it like to know that one of your closest family members, your brother, is a member of our community, a gay man, he's living in Sydney. How do you feel now bringing that personal knowledge to the work that you do as a glow?
Absolutely fine with it. I've always been proud of him as my brother and for the choices that he's made. I think I applauded him when he came out all those years ago.
Fantastic. Well, we thought we'd surprise you and we'd like to say hello to your brother.
Lovely.
Hello. How are you down the line from Sydney?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Now, Christian, that's your name, isn't it?
Yes.
Christian Pelissier.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm quietly having a heart attack over here.
Radio. Now, what's it like for you being a member of the gay and lesbian community, the GLBTIQ community, and you have a family member who has taken that career choice to become a glow?
I'm incredibly proud of her. She has always kind of played hero within the family, so it's nice that the rest of the community gets to take advantage of that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I'm going to send you flowers.
So there's a coming out story here, isn't there? I mean, you've come out in the family, but yes. Your sister has also come out as a supporter and put it right up front in her career.
Yes. Well, Yeah, she was there for me, I guess, when I think she was actually the first person in the family that I came out to and was incredibly supportive, and I've never felt like it was an issue to her at all. It was more more difficult for me, I think, going through the process than it was for her accepting it. So it's great knowing that is out there, and that she will. I know that she'll take the same attitude with everyone that she works with.
Now you're in Sydney, so Sydney has also a fabulous network of GLOWs, and they have some brilliant police that support the gay and lesbian community, just as we do down here. Mm-hmm. Do you get back to Melbourne?
Do I get back to Melbourne?
Do you ever come back to Melbourne?
I come down to Melbourne occasionally to see the family. I'm a dancer and travel around a lot, so whenever I'm back in Melbourne, I always go and see the family, catch up with my sister.
Now, when you come back to Melbourne, you're coming back to a vastly changed place. We have GLOWs, 50 GLOWs around the place. We have brilliant police that have come through over the last 15 years and been doing work in gay and lesbian community. How do you feel about returning to a state that's advanced and become, in some ways, a leader in the nation?
To be honest, I always felt relatively safe in Melbourne. I think that Melburnians generally are very accepting of diversity. It's one of the things that I love about Melbourne and that I grew to appreciate more when I left. I think it's great that there's increased visibility, increased protection, I guess. But I have friends, a gay dancer friend who's travelling down to Fitzroy, so, and I'm already telling them that, you know, they're well protected because my sister's in the area.
Because she's really tough looking.
Oh, yeah, all 5 foot of her.
She's small, and you've got to watch out for the small ones. We pack a punch.
Absolutely.
Now, have you got a question for your brother, Becca, or do you want to say anything to him?
Oh, I don't know, now that I've been put on the spot. I've just, how have you been?
It's not a family reunion.
No, it's not, is it?
Well, Christian, we really appreciate you coming on the line and putting your sister on the spot like this. Well done. That's the end of your Christmas presents.
I'm glad I didn't start crying on the phone. I was so proud when I heard her on the radio. I nearly had a heart attack.
That's
fantastic. Whenever you're in Melbourne, drop into Joy 94.9. We'll show you around the station, and you're part of our extended family up there in Sydney. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining your sister on the line. Fabulous. That was Christian Pelissier, brother of Beck Pelissier, who's the GLOW at Collingwood Police Station. Now, you're on Joy 94.9. You've come to the right station. This is Joy 94.9. It's the only station in Australia that has the GLOW show, Vic Police GLOW show, with the partnership between Joy 94.9, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project, the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers right across the state, including Beck Pelissier, who's here with us today from Collingwood, and you, the listener of Joy 94.9.
We've got a couple of crimes. Beck's got one for us.
Yes, I have one for an indecent assault at Parliament Railway Station on the 22nd of January this year. At about 3:45 p.m. on the 22nd of January 2012, a woman got off a train at Parliament Railway Station. As she was heading up to street level on an escalator, she was approached from behind by a man and allegedly indecently assaulted. The man is described as being of African appearance, about 30 years old, 170 to 175 centimetres tall, had a thin to medium build and short black hair. He was wearing a short-sleeved grey shirt, khaki shorts, and was carrying a black shoulder bag. We have released images of a man who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
What's the reference number there, Beck?
The reference number for that is CA6101.
It's worth checking out this one. I don't know, Crime Stoppers get these things, work with police to get these up. I'm going to disagree. I don't think it's an African appearance. I think he's an islander. He's certainly not thin to medium. He's actually medium to stocky. He's got a large gut. And I'd be definitely checking out this picture for your own mind, see if you've seen this particular man anywhere near Parliament Railway Station, particularly around January 22nd this year. And this is one where I'm going to get on the blower and contact Crime Stoppers and suggest they have a re-look at the picture. But I'd be checking that out yourself. CA6101 is the reference number.
And we have a wanted. Where is Edward Arthur Turner? It is alleged Turner was involved in a theft in Rye in 2007. He was charged and convicted but breached the conditions of his undertaking. A warrant for his arrest has been issued. He was born on the 21st of June in 1945, 170 centimetres tall, medium build with hazel eyes, brown hair and a fair complexion.
Edward Arthur Turner. So police want him.
We do.
Theft in Rye, 2007. Charged and convicted, but he breached his bail undertakings. So help them. Check out this image of Edward Arthur Turner.
He's out there somewhere.
He's out there somewhere. Could be next door to you. Could be next door to you. Now, Beck Pelissier, What's the day like in a life of Glow in Collingwood Police Station?
Very varied. There's so many different people in Collingwood. You just never know what you're going to walk into.
You were telling me a story. It wasn't at Collingwood. I think it was back at Ringwood. But I asked you earlier about what has happened in your policing career, which is quite short, that's really affected you and has changed the way you look at how you do your job.
Yeah, there's one incident. It wasn't long after I'd gotten to Ringwood Police Station, and the job came through as a suicidal male at a residence, and my senior member and I rushed off bells and whistles to the job. And we turned up to the address and there was a lady standing out on the street, and we wound down the windows, jumped out of the car. Where's this male? Is this, you know, do you live in this house? And she wasn't 100% with it when she was talking to us, and she goes, there's no male, but we were determined that we were looking for a male. And it took another few minutes to realise that it was her that was suicidal and it was her that required our help. And we spent the next 2 hours sitting down with her, trying to associate myself with her kitchen, making tea and coffee and finding the biscuits and just discussing life's problems. And in the end, she'd had a hard life and it had just all gotten too much. And we would usually have an ambulance take her down to the hospital just so she could speak to someone. But she was just so nice, and she actually referred to me as like one of her daughters, personality-wise. So we took her down in the car and we stood around with her and waited for the doctor to see her. And it just opened my eyes to the fact that these things happen to normal people every day, and that you start to know these people on basic levels when you first meet them, and you get to know them more and more. It doesn't take very long to get to understand a personality, to know a person, and just to help them. I was actually quite upset. It stayed with me for a few days that I couldn't find out further what had happened to her. But just to have that glimpse in her life and to be able to take the first step to help her, that well, really...
What a privileged experience.
Absolutely.
Mm. And to take the time to sit down and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with her in her own home, you may have changed her life by doing that. And policing is a lot about that. It's about getting to know people and helping them. It might only be a few minutes that you're with them, but you can have a real impact on their life, and you may have changed her, gotten her the help she needs, and showed some kindness that she really was craving from someone.
Well, I think vice versa too. It opens the police officer's eyes to how people cope and what their breaking points are and just what they require from emergency services when they call. So I'm sure whatever she took out of it, myself and my senior member also took a lot out of it too.
Very good policing. So thank you for that. Now, you're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Beck Pellissier, Gabby Tyking. I'm Greg Atkins. Stay with us. You're on the Vic Police Glow Show. Now, a bit of a recap of the last Crime Stoppers with Beck Pellissier from Collingwood Police Station. What did we have in that last one? We had our young man...
Oh, the gentleman with the indecent assault. Yes, at Parliament Railway Station on the 22nd of January. So that was where at 3:45 p.m. on the 22nd of January 2012, a woman got off a train at Parliament Railway Station. She was heading up to street level on an escalator. She was approached from behind by a man and allegedly indecently assaulted.
And we had another indecent assault as one of our other crimes. So things are happening around train stations, on trains, that we have to be very careful about and make sure that we report these incidents.
Well, if you're on late at night or you're on a police on a train station, on Palmer Station, and don't go down one end of the station by yourself, spend a bit of time with the other people on the station. So you've got a few people grouped together, and people that want to assault or cause crime or havoc with people's lives tend not to be able to do it when there's a group of people around.
No.
And someone texted in asking a question about the PSOs, the Protective Service Officers that we have now employing at Victoria Police, wanting to know more about it. They want to apply for the job. And yes, the PSO job is a 7-day-a-week job. They do work 7 days a week. So that's answering your question. And Greg, Chill Out was on Sunday.
Chill Out was on Sunday.
It was fantastic.
Joy 94.9 did a live broadcast from Dalesford for Chill Out 2012, and it was an awesome experience. And many of your glows from regional areas actually played and participated in that.
There was a couple of the glow from Trentham, and we had about four police officers from Dalesford attending. We had the sergeant from Trentham. I think there were more police there than I've ever seen before.
It was fantastic.
And yeah. I had a quite a few conversations with people, but I had some young men come up to me with a microphone wanting to interview me. Well, it wasn't a real microphone, but I thought it was in the beginning. So hello to Zeke and Damien. I said I would make sure I'd give a shout out to them as well. But it was a great day, fantastic weather, and met a whole lot of wonderful people.
We also want to thank our brand new member Andrew from Bacchus Marsh, who's joined up to Joy 94.9. Your membership help keeps us on air and provides a platform for the Vic Police Close Show, the partnership between Crime Stoppers, Victoria Police, Joy 94.9, the Anti-Violence Project, and of course you. And we're coming towards the end of the show. Now, Beck Pelissier from Collingwood Police Station, the Glow there, would you like to return from time to time perhaps to the Glow Show?
Most definitely. I could get used to this gig.
We'd love to have you back, Beck.
It's been fantastic. And thank you very much for joining us. If you need to contact Collingwood Police Station for any matter with the Vic Police Glow Show and also for Rebecca Plessier, what number should they call to contact you out there at Collingwood?
Best phone number to call is 9419 4911.
And remember, if you're ever unsafe, 000 is the number to call Victoria Police. When you're unsafe, call 000. And when you're safe, perhaps the Anti-Violence Project is a good point to let us know your experience, and we can give the police the pat on the back they deserve, because they're certainly very proactive these days. This has been the Vic Police Glow Show with
Gabby Tyack,
Beck Felicia,
and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Join us next week. Cheers.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.